Les colloques du Collège de France.
I have the unexpected honor to share this this session, but it is an honor indeed, and I'm looking forward to what promises to be two very fascinating topics. The first one being by Mahdi Sahragad, who comes to us from the Department of Art History in Mashhad, and I have been in contact with Mahdi for some years now, and I'm very glad to finally see his work in action. He is as I said, in Mashhad now. And he is the head of Department of Art Studies in the Mashhad branch of the Islamic Azad University. So his research largely evolves around the history of calligraphy, and especially with respect to the Quran, and that is also the topic of his talk today. So without further ado, I give the floor to Mahdi.
Okay, thank you. Good morning, everyone. I'm honored to be here with you, and I'd like to start by expressing my sincere gratitude to our Professor Darroch and his colleagues for inviting me to this wonderful conference. In this presentation, I will discuss a recently discovered manuscript that offers new insights into our understanding of production of books in Khorasan in 5th century. Over the past few decades, many fragments of Quranic manuscripts have been discovered in various parts of Imam Rıza Shrine, similar to the Jewish Geniza or Geniza. Among them was a collection of 140 burned folios from a single volume Quran in Neo Abbasid script. While it lacked a date or a scribe's name, a stylistic analysis placed it in early 5th century Khorasan under the Ghaznavid rules. The Ghaznavids, initially slaves in the Samanid government, became the first Turkish dynasty to rule Iran, eventually controlling Transoxiana, eastern Iran, and northern India. Their territory contracted after the Seljuk expansion in 431, limiting their domain to what is now eastern Afghanistan and northern India. Just 2 days before receiving Professor Darroch's invitation, I managed to find the remaining folios of this Quran, which had been mistakenly placed between the folios of another manuscript. They included the final folios and colophon showing the name of the scribe and illuminator and date of copying. The colophon shows that this Quran was produced in 434 by two artists, Abu Ali Hassan ibn Abdul Aziz al-Ghaznavi as the scribe and Abu Bakr Muhammad ibn Abdullah al-Ghaznavi as the illuminator. For simplicity, I will refer to this as Abu Ali's Quran throughout this presentation. What we have known so far of Ghaznavid Quran in New Abbasid script are collections produced by Usman ibn Hussein al-Warraq and his pupils in multi-volume formats. Two famous examples are the 30-volume Quran in Aslan Ghosse-Razavi library dated 466, and the commentary named Ma'aniya Kitabullah wa Tafsiruhu al-Munir, dated 484, made for Sultan Ibrahim al-Ghaznavi, now kept in Tubkapi Palace Library. However, the Abu Ali's Quran has distinctive features. It is a luxurious and exceptionally elegant single volume that has a strong connection to the Ghaznavid curve. According to the colophon, the scribe was Abu Ali Hassan ibn Abdul Aziz al-Ghaznavi, and the illuminator was Abu Bakr Muhammad ibn Abdullah al-Ghaznavi. The attribution Ghaznavi associates them with the city of Ghazna, Although we know this title doesn't necessarily mean they were born there. In fact, Ghaznavi was a title held by many artists and poets who worked in Ghazna for Ghaznavid Kurd. The inclusion of two distinct artist names, one a scribe and one illuminator, signifies a fundamental shift in Quranic production in Eastern Iran. This marks a change from 4th century practice, where typically one artist handled both calligraphy and illumination. The emergence of a specialized workshop bringing together experts in calligraphy, illumination, and bookbinding would have required substantial financial backing, likely from patrons such as the Ghaznavid Kurd. While my colleague, Al-Yakrami, has previously discussed about artist collaboration in a Kurd manuscript on Ma'aniya Kitabullah, the Quran of Abu Ali moves this date back by 15 years. Unfortunately, not much information has been found in sources about the scribe and illuminator. The clue is that the scribe might be the son of Abdul Aziz ibn Ahmad al-Waraq al-Nishaburi, who is mentioned in the book History of Nishabur by Abu Hakim al-Nishaburi. The title Waraq in his name relates to the bookmaking profession. If this hypothesis is correct, we can say that he or his father were among the artists who, according to Abul Fazl Bayhaqi, the famous Ghaznavid historian, were relocated from Nishabur to Ghazna by Sultan Mahmud al-Ghaznavi around 389 following the fall of the Samanids. We see a similar situation with Osman ibn Hussein ibn Abi Sahl al-Waraq al-Ghaznavi, the artist of Sultan Ibrahim Scriptorium, whose grandfather with the title Abu Sahl Muhammad ibn Ahmad ibn Abi Sahl is mentioned in the history of Nishabur as one of the active artists in Nishabur. Typically, luxurious Qurans have a dedication page providing information about the patron. However, this manuscript lacks such a page. Given the use of gold and high quality execution, it's likely the manuscript was minted for the Ghaznavid Kurd's Royal Library. At the time this manuscript was created, Maudud ibn Mas'ud has risen to power after defeating his uncle Muhammad. Maudud has inherited immense wealth, and the extensive use of gold in the calligraphy of this Quran may reflect the condition of the royal treasury. It is possible that the dedication page, which indicates the ownership of the manuscript, was intentionally removed when the manuscript was endowed to the Imam Reza Shrine. As I mentioned, we have identified several signed Qurans that were likely produced for Ghaznavid Kurds, some of which have been examined in various studies. However, the Abu Ali's Quran have several unique features that distinguish it from the others. First, all known Ghaznavid Quran are multi-volume, like Usman's 30 volume, from which at least three different copies by other scribes have been identified today, or the Ma'aniya Kitabullah, which was in 14 volume. The Abu Ali's Quran, however, is the only signed single volume one from the Ghaznavid period. The second special feature is that, unlike all identifying manuscripts of this period, which were copied with black ink on paper or parchment, this Quran was copied with gold. This indicates the powerful position of its patron, likely the Ghaznavid Sultan himself. Very few manuscripts from the 1st to 5th century have been found where the entire text was written in gold. The most famous is the Blue Quran, which many scholars have discussed and attributed various regions, including Iran, Iraq, southern Spain, and northern Africa. Another is the Quran found in Kairavan copied in early Abbasid script, and I have suggested the possibility of attributing it to Iran in a study. Another gold manuscript that has received less attention and is actually very similar to in script to the Abu Ali's Quran is a fragment in the Cambridge University Library. I'm sorry. The script of this manuscript completely matches the style of new Abbasid script in Ghaznavid period. However, its format in horizontal with 7 lines per page due to the material of the folios, parchment, and especially the simpler and more primitive illumination, this manuscript was copied before the Abu Ali's Quran. Therefore, the Abu Ali's Quran can be considered a work that continued the tradition of the Cambridge Quran production but evolved to be copied in a vertical format on paper. The Abu Ali's Quran consists of 225 folios, all appearing complete but damaged by fire to varying degrees. The first 42 folios have severe burning on top, bottom, and middle sections. In the next 78 folios, several lines at the top and one or two at the bottom are burned. The remaining folio have only one, two, three lines burned at the top and partial burning of the bottom margin. Due to the fire damage, the exact size of the manuscript cannot be determined, but calculating based on the better preserved section suggests each folio measured approximately 20 by 30 centimeters. The endowment note appears twice, extensively on the first folio, which mostly lost, except for a few words like 600, and a summarized one on the last folio, dating to 662. The phrase Emarat Haz al Mushaf, here, Tajdid Emarat Mushaf, renovation of the Quran, in the first note suggests the manuscript was restored when endowed to the Imam Reza Shahrani. As I mentioned, this Quran has 225 original folios. On the first folio, we see the first endowment in the document. After that, there are six facing pages with vertical panels containing floral and geometric patterns. Then the Quranic text begins from the back of the fourth folio. At the end of the manuscript, the last two pages of text, like the opening page, have headpieces and rich illumination, followed by two complete pages with vertical rectangular frame containing floral and geometric patterns. Thus, the illumination opening page of this manuscript are more numerous than other known Ghaznavid Quran, while other manuscripts like Ma'ani Kitab Allah and each volume of Usman ibn Hussein al-Warraq Quran have only two illuminated pages at the beginning. This manuscript has six illuminated pages. This greater number indicates the importance and high quality of the manuscript. About the vocalization, the vowel of this manuscript were marked with round red dots which have now faded considerably. However, the diacritical point, Shadda, Mad, and Hamza are written in black and are completely clear and vivid. Also, the sukun mark is shown as a hollow circle in lapis lazuli color. This combined method of marking Eastern Iranian Quran was quite common, and essentially one cannot identify a specific vocalization method exclusive to Ghaznavid manuscript. For example, while Usman ibn Warraq used the Farahidi method in his 30-volume Quran and in the Ma'ani Kitab Allah, his son Muhammad employed the method used in the Abu Ali's Quran for his own 30-volume Quran. Another interesting feature of this manuscript is that in two places in the text, a golden decorative band appears. This form, which bears a strong resemblance to the end of surah markers in Hijaz's Quran, appears in the middle of the text and cannot indicate the end of a surah. Upon closer examination of the details, the reason for their inclusion becomes clear. The remains of letter traces above and below this panel show that the scribe mistakenly wrote a line twice and used this method to delete it. The remaining trace of gold ink in such that they notice his error before outlining the word with black ink. Thus, this method of correcting writing errors in the text can be added to the list of another method for this period. For instance, Muhammad ibn Usman covered errors with white color in his 30-volume Quran. The entire text is copied in New Abbasid script, which sometimes called Eastern or Persian Kufic. The letter forms completely matches what we know from the Ghaznavid style in the script of Usman Warraq and his pupils. Repeated diagonal movement in letters such as Vav, Ra, Fa, as well as the open angular head of Ayn. However, the form of some specific letters differs from that of Usman al-Warraq. For example, the isolated Aleph in this manuscript has a relatively long tail released to the right, which is a legacy of the early Abbasid script, while in New Abbasid it was usually written as a diagonal movement. Also, the height of Alif and Lam is short due to the large number of lines and the compression of the line spacing. For this reason, the text shows more elongation in the horizontal direction. The extensive elongation of the tail of Ra and Wav and the bowl of Nun and Ya has also added to this horizontal aspect of the line. The style of this manuscript and similarities in structure and line arrangement can be traced in several other manuscripts, including a parchment Quran endowed to Imam Riza Shrine by someone named Namawar ibn Ahmad Musofi. This manuscript is the third volume of a four-volume Quran, which 109 folios and 17 lines per page, copied in brown ink on parchment. There are many similarities in terms of designs, page structure, and especially a script style between it and the Abu Ali's Quran. The Musofi's Quran has more primitive illumination than the Abu Ali's Quran, indicating its historical precedence. Also, the illumination of its opening pages, panels, contains a vine pattern with a three-lobed flower that is seen in a famous Ghaznavid ornaments. Additionally, the size, script style, and material of the Musofi's Quran exactly match another significant Quran that was endowed to Imam Riza Shrine by Abul Qasim Ibrahim ibn Simjur in 383. I have previously shown in an article that the Simjur Quran was most likely produced in Nishapur. The Astana-Qusra Razavi Library houses another Quran remarkably similar to the Abu Ali's Quran in volume format, script style, opening page, structure, and illumination techniques. This manuscript features 19 specific copying rules documented by its scribe, including Persar's verse placement and folio organization. The Abu Ali's Quran establishes a critical historical connection between this manuscript and the earlier Simjur and Musofi's Quran through identical stylistic elements. This connection reveals the evolution trajectory of Ghaznavid Quran calligraphy from the Simjur tradition in Nishapur through the Abu Ali's Quran to the refined textual organization of this using unsigned manuscript. Illumination sections. The illumination of the Abu Ali's Quran is one of the richest examples in terms of volume of decoration and execution quality. All the illumination of this manuscript is executed in gold, and color is used only in coloring the background of the design. The first six pages of this Quran contain vertical illuminated panels, each with its own unique design. Although most part of these pages have been lost, their design can be reconstructed based on the remaining fragments and by comparing them with the similar examples. The first panel has a wide border with the intertwined flower stems. The standard Ghaznavid Quran style featuring chain-like geometric pattern that later evolved to include Allah inscription in the corners. The second panel displayed geometric pattern dividing the surface into smaller sections, similar to those in the Musofi's and Simjur Qurans, which evolved into more complex geometric design in later work. The third design has two inscription frames at the top and bottom, with a large circular pattern in the center, and their background are filled with floral motifs. In the circular medallion, the page border has a band containing early Abbasid inscription in which the phrase Al-Mulku Lillah, Al-Hukmu Lillah, and Azamatu Lillah. The opening and final pages of the Abu Ali's Quran, though heavily damaged, retain a recognizable unique structure featuring illuminated margin with margin markers placed within another illuminated frame. The distinctive arrangement appears only in some Ghaznavid Quran, including two manuscripts by Ali ibn Abdurrahman al-Ghaznavi, one from 485 and another the Quran of Bost in 505, as well as in an unsigned Quran of Astana Quds. And about surah headings, oh, I'm sorry, I was talking about this. And about surah headings, above each surah, the heading frame appears as a rectangle with a panel and floral patterns inside. The surah headings contain the name of its surah and the number of its verses. Copied in New Abbasid script, interestingly, for each surah, a new design and color scheme has been used, demonstrating the extraordinary creativity of the manuscript illuminator. In the margin of most pages, numerous markers are inscribed. Text divisions markers are among the most prominent. These markers are divided into two categories, one related to the verse counting and the other related to the various division of the Quran text. The single verse counter markers is a golden circle placed within the text over the last word of the verse with the verse number inside using abjad letters. However, the 5 verse and 10 verse counters markers are placed in the margin. The 5 verse marks appears as a cypress-like, tree-like shape in the margin, a form that can be considered an evolved form of the letter Ha combined with the cypress tree motifs which has roots in ancient Iranian culture. Also, the 10-verse marker is shown as a circle with a number written in the letter inside. Both forms were very common in the illumination of the 5th century throughout Iran. The sajda marker is also placed in the margin and is shown as a large circle with a geometric pattern and the word of sajda inside. The second category of markers is dedicated to divisions of the Quranic text. Traditionally, Muslims have divided the Quran into 30 sections, each called a juz. These 30 sections related to the number of days in a month, especially Ramadan, when one juz is read each day. But other divisions were also common, including 14-part, 7-part, and 4-part, which are marked in the margin with special markers. In the Abu Ali's Quran, like other Ghaznavid Quran, in addition to the usual divisions mentioned, other divisions including 60-part, 150-part, and even 28-part divisions have been used with their own specific marker. In summary, the Abu Ali's Quran represents a pivotal development in Eastern Iranian Islamic book art and calligraphy. Its distinctive features, single volume format, lavish gold application, pioneering division of labor between scribe and illuminator, and sophisticated page layouts position it as a crucial intermediary in Quranic manuscript evolution. This manuscript shows how older tradition changed into new method while creating an important link between earlier and later work, helping us better understand how Quranic manuscripts are developed in Eastern Iran. Thank you very much.
Collège de France, le savoir en illimité. Retrouvez tous nos contenus audio et vidéo sur notre site collège-de-france.fr, les plateformes de podcast et nos chaînes YouTube.